Hello, my dolls. Welcome back to the Busy Yet Pretty podcast. I am your host, Jaden Haley. I am beyond excited for today's episode because I feel like this is such a topic that is very relevant in today's day and age, or should be very relevant, because there are so many videos of what health is should look like or sayings of what health should be. And honestly, there is not one look to health. So I'm really excited to talk about today's episode. But without further ado, let's get into our weekly review. This week, I have been staying on track and just really trying to make sure to be productive. And I feel like that can be very hard, especially when your mind starts to go elsewhere, thinking of the summer and all the exciting things. But you have to just dial down sometimes and remind yourself that in order to get to those other things, you have to complete what's right in front of you. I stayed home from Coachella this week, and actually this Coachella, I am fully staying home. I'm not going to any of the events, or both weekends, not going. And I just feel like it was right for this time right now to just be able to focus on what I need to focus on and do everything. But with that being said, I can't lie, a little FOMO does kick in here and there. The last thing this week is I have just really been trying to enjoy the simple things in life. Kitty has not been doing that well, so I have come back home to see him and just be able to spend so much time with him. And honestly, that is just the most beautiful joy to my life right now. Moving on to current obsessions. My current obsession right now is tuna on sourdough toast. So divine. I'm such a sourdough girl and a tuna girl. I just love a little tuna cotto. So divine. Another current obsession right now is walking and talking. I'm just a walking and talking girl. Give me a phone and give me an area to walk, and I will just be walking and talking for hours long. Another current obsession right now is my facial cleansing tool. It's basically like a little circle that vibrates, and it just really cleans my pores. I absolutely love it, and that's honestly my current obsession right now. My last current obsession at the moment is Cortisol Manager. My cortisol gets everywhere sometimes, and I feel like it's really important to manage your cortisol. So I've been taking this Cortisol Manager, which has like ashwagandha and other different herbs, and it's really helped me go to bed and just feel a lot better, and most importantly, feel less stressed. Now on to the goal of the week. My goal of the week right now is to spend more time with my kitty. I just want to embrace every moment with him. I feel like pet loss is very hard, and I had it a long time ago when I was younger, when I was about like 4, but I really haven't experienced a pet loss of a childhood pet, and this is just very new to me, and I'm just not ready for the grieving process, but I feel like I'm already grieving before it happens. But I just keep reminding myself that I'm so lucky that my kitty was mine and I was his owner, so that honestly just reminds me of how grateful I am for having him, despite him getting older and him not doing very well. Another goal of the week right now is to organize my bathroom. I got some really nice shelves. You guys are sleeping on Target. Target and Amazon have really good pieces for bathroom and closet shelving. So nice. But I'm going to organize my bathroom so I can have a better, clear mind. Lastly, my goal of the week right now is to continue stretching every day. I've been doing a little stretch every morning, and it's really helped any sore muscles I have from working out, and really just wakes me up in the morning and ends such on a great note in the evening. Now on to the affirmation. Your affirmation is, there is an exciting opportunity heading my way. I love that affirmation so much because it really just affirms us that we have new exciting things coming up. Now onto the self-love question. Where do I thrive the most at? I love that question so much because it really allows us to reflect and acknowledge where we really do thrive the most at, and most importantly, feel our best self. Now onto your challenge. Your challenge of the week is to walk while you call a friend for 30 minutes. I love that challenge because I do that every day, and it just feels so nice, and it effortlessly gets your daily steps in. Now onto the podcast review. This review says, I firstly want to give a big thank you, wishing I could give you a hug as well. You have truly blessed my life this past year. It has been such a blessing finding you and your podcast. You truly have taught me so much, including how to be more in touch with my feminine side, which has led me to becoming my very own dream girl. I know I have much more work to do, but I couldn't thank you enough for all the advice you have given me. I have honestly changed so much in this year, and I know I have a lot to thank you for. I'm sure there will be much more advice to come, and I absolutely cannot wait to hear it. XOXO, Dez. Dez, thank you so much for the kindest review. It truly just made me so happy to hear that. It's been such a help for you to become the best version of yourself, and it just truly makes my day. I'm beyond proud of you, and you should most importantly be proud of yourself. I love you, and if you want to be featured on next week's episode, please feel free to leave a podcast review over Apple Podcasts. Now, with further ado, let's get into today's episode. Health does not have one look. How many times have you felt your worst, but you've been praised or complimented when you literally feel awful? Absolutely awful. You feel the worst. You honestly feel like you look the worst. And maybe you've never felt so bad in your life. I'm raising my hand because there's times I've honestly felt so bad and everyone's like, you look so beautiful. I want to be you. You look gorgeous. I'm like, I feel awful inside, but okay, thanks. Or maybe there's been a time where you felt your best, but maybe you didn't look your best in other people's eyes, or you maybe didn't even look your best in your own eyes. We can easily assume someone is completely healthy because of how we perceive them from the outside, but they may be feeling awful or not be their healthiest in the inside. And when I'm using the word healthy, I mean healthiest for both your physical health and your mental health. It's so important for you to realize that health does not have one look, because being, quote, healthy will look different on everyone. By that, I mean when it comes to size, the color to your face, if you're pale or not, eye bags. Your physical form of appearance does not necessarily make up if we are healthy or not. Same goes for your mental health. You may appear perfectly stunning, gorgeous, such a cute outfit. You look very put together. You look happy in other people's eyes. But inside, deep down, you may be fighting your deepest, deepest depression. And again, vice versa. You may be your happiest you've ever been, but your style maybe appears a little more messier or relaxed, where someone may think you look unhappy or you look not your healthiest. In order to heal and improve your relationship with yourself, and most importantly, how you care for your health, you must stop making assumptions of other people's health. Because if you're constantly thinking about other people's appearances and their health, you have no choice but to compare your own health and your appearance to others. This is your time and reminder to focus on your health and yours only, because your healthiest self will be a different glow, a different weight, a different energy, a different appearance, will 1000% look different than your friend's healthiest version of themselves. Not gonna lie, when it comes to our appearance, not to speak for everybody, but some of us may be the healthiest physically inside and healthiest mentally. We may not have our desired appearance on the outside. If you've been someone who struggled with an eating disorder, you may be someone who maybe liked what you looked like during your eating disorder. But guess what? You are your most unhealthiest version of yourself. You were unhappy, you were sad, and honestly, you didn't like your life. But maybe you are recovered and you know, you don't have your desired body now, but guess what? Your mental health is on point and your physical health is on point. From there, you have to start the inner work to love yourself and realize that, again, it's not all about our appearance. So maybe you don't have the exact body or stature that you did when you were your unhealthiest. But to be able to recognize and acknowledge that is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Because right there, you can then begin weighing out the pros and cons of your health versus your appearance. Let me just tell you, health will always win. We want to feel good. I'm not going to lie. I want to look pretty. You want to look pretty. We all want to look good. But we can all do that. But we need to do that in a healthy manner. The point of us living life is not what we look like, okay? The part of us living life is to explore nature, build human connection, have a fun life. You want to be happy in life. You want to have good mental health and good physical health. And good mental and physical health will reflect onto your body of you glowing, looking happy. That will all reflect, okay? And I'm trying to be realistic right now, because I'm not trying to just say, oh, forget about what you look like on the outside. It's only what matters in the inside. No, because I want to look pretty. We all do, and we should take time on our appearance. But I'm trying to say is that you beating yourself up because you don't have the dream body that you're wanting is not living your life. You're just surviving. You're unhappy. You're wanting something different, and nothing's changing. Start living life for your mental health and inside of you, because that is true health. Would you rather live a few years of you looking gorgeous, drop dead stunning, and living the exact way that you want to look, but you're your unhappiest you've ever been? You're suffering, you're unhappy. Or would you rather live your life out? Maybe you don't have your dream body or your dream face, but guess what? You're the happiest you've ever been. You lived your life building connections, having human relationships, living your dream life, being able to achieve everything you wanted, experiencing life, being happy. I would take that in a heartbeat. Honestly, I would take that in a heartbeat, because we are here to live life and experience things, not to torture ourselves to look a certain way. Or would you continue to put yourself through these yo-yo diets to continue to feel not your best, so just so you can look your best? Or you could just feel and choose happiness and health, where you truly feel your best and let your physical great health and your great mental health shine outward onto your appearance. I'm also, like I said, a very realistic person. Sometimes we will feel our healthiest, but we look in the mirror and we're like, wow, I look so ugly today. We've all been there, but those days happen, and there's nothing wrong with it, okay? There's nothing wrong with you taking energy and time into your appearance as long as it doesn't negatively affect your health. And what I mean by health is your mental and physical health. And moving on to health doesn't have one look in the terms of your wellness routine. Newsflash, the quote, that girl routines is not the only routine that exists. Your healthy habits that work best for you will always look, feel, and be absorbed different than anyone else. A healthy morning routine for you may be wake up, journal, read, do some yoga, have some eggs on toast, and call your mom. Or maybe a healthy morning routine for you may be wake up, do some cardio, have a frozen pre-made breakfast, watch some TV, and do your skincare. I've personally tried many, many wellness habits that I've absolutely loved and I've stuck with to this day. But at the same time, I've also tried many wellness habits that I've absolutely despised and will never try or do again. That goes to show that everybody is different. Even if something is scientifically healthy, and yes, things can be quote scientifically healthy, but healthy for certain people and certain bodies and certain minds. Something that is maybe a trending wellness trend that everybody loves and maybe your friend loves it and it's very healthy for them, maybe something that is very damaging to you. Your body can actually reject and worsen your own health by doing a well-known wellness habit if your body does not align to that wellness habit. So that goes to show that even if something is quote healthy and works for most people, it may not work for you. And that is okay. Lemon water may be a really healthy habit for you, but actually for me, it sometimes gives me a UTI feeling. And almost like the lemon water is so acidic that it's like flaring up a UTI. So even if lemon water works best for you, and that's a healthy thing, it is, it's healthy, but it may not work for me. Who knew that there wasn't one look to health? We are so wrapped around what we think health looks like, but health is what works best for you. Nobody has the right to declare something is quote unhealthy for you. That may be a wellness habit that you're trying out, unless a doctor says it is, or most importantly, you say it is, because you know how it makes you feel. Stop trying to damage your health by doing a routine that doesn't suit you, when you can be so much happier and healthier doing a routine that actually works for you, even if it means it's not the classy, quote, that girl routine. Trust me, I am someone who loves a that girl routine, a clean girl routine, because when I think of a that girl routine or a clean girl routine, I don't think of necessarily the top products on the market or the best, most expensive wellness trends. No. What I think of is wellness and clean girl routines that work best for people. I love seeing what other people do. And not because I want to compare what I do to what they're doing, but because I get inspo from them, or I see that, wow, that works best for them. And I love that. I know I have so many business listeners in here, and I've seen some of your guys' work. You guys are insane with your own little shop. And since I started my podcast, I know the feeling of putting so much time into something and wanting the recognition that you deserve. So when it comes to your own shop and selling, of course you want the recognition, which is why I love Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the we did it, we hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. This platform I truly trust, and what I love is you can sell anything, whether it's matcha or Pilates equipment, Shopify is there to help you grow your business and reach your target audience. I also love how it can allow you to put less effort into selling and allow you to be more creative with your shop, because now you can sell with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. I know you guys have so much potential, and if you have a business, it's time to take it to the next level. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/busyyetpretty, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/busyyetpretty now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/busyyetpretty. I promise you guys will not regret using Shopify. Remember the quote, achieve more by doing less, because less may actually be more for your body. Less is more may be the perfect thing for your morning routine that is healthy for you. A simple evening routine, a three-step morning, a two-step evening routine, maybe not a 30-step skincare routine. If you just go crazy trying to have the perfect morning and evening routine, looking like everybody else, or trying to eat the right foods that you see online that you think are healthy, but you dread the meals every day and you can barely get them down because you're just thinking of the pizza that you're wanting. Let me just say that if you put your body in a state of stress to do, quote, healthy rituals, to simply make yourself believe that you're doing a positive to your health, you're actually doing more harm than good. If you see or hear of wellness tips and routines, begin using it as inspiration if you feel like it, not a way for you to compare yourself or force it because it doesn't feel right for you. Because if it doesn't feel right for you, that's just a reminder to you that you do not have the same needs that your mind, body, and soul does as somebody else. The next time you go on social media or you hang out with your friends and you hear somebody say what they eat in a day or their workouts or what they do for wellness, listen to them and take inspiration if you desire. But most importantly, admire that we are all truly different and remember that what they're doing may be working great for them, but what you're doing is working great for you. And you should never feel like you have to change what you're doing that already works for you based off of what your friend says or the post that you saw. For you, health may look like eating many meals a day, many snacks a day, but for someone else, maybe they only need, 2 to 3 meals a day. Stop comparing your needs to somebody else because we are all different. And that's the beauty of life. Start living your life for your health and your happiness, not just for your appearance. Yes, take time on your appearance because I think that is something very important for our confidence. But it's all about how we truly feel inside and how we truly feel with our body and our physical needs. I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did recording it. I love talking about health and happiness and just becoming the best version of you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it over your Instagram story and tag me because I love reposting it, and it truly means the world when you guys share this over your story because it just helps the podcast so much. And I virtually just want to give you guys a hug through the phone. Seriously, I just hope you guys have the most amazing day. Health does not have one look, and most importantly, do not forget to stay busy yet pretty. Mwah!